Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a person gets rich by pretending to be poor. A spender gets poor by pretending to be rich. Once again, we're glad that you're listening to Bible Meditations. We always appreciate your listening and being a part of our audience as we talk together about the Word of God. Invite others to listen to the program, and we'll do it the best we can in trying to present something that will be profitable in our study of God's Word. Let's return to our study. We've been talking about signs of spirituality. Paul in the Roman letter chapter 8 and verse 6 said, "To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace." All of us want to be spiritually minded because we want life and peace. We're not looking for the death described as a result of being carnally minded. The difference in being carnally minded and spiritually minded is that one follows the ways of the world, the other follows the way of Christ. We've looked at some Bible examples of people who were spiritually minded, and as we have observed their lives, we are very well aware of the fact that they had qualities in their lives that stand as examples for us so that we can know how to behave ourselves. We looked at a number of different people, and we learned lessons from each one of them in regard to spiritual living. The last one we were looking at is a remarkable example of forgiveness. A man named Stephen, who preached nothing but the truth, stood before an assembly of people and tried to help them. They were so angered by his message that they moved upon him with stones and they gnashed upon him with their teeth just like a dog would do. And they were so angry, they stoned him to death. But do you know, among the closing words of the life of Stephen, these words were found: "Lay not this sin to their charge." How in the world could this good man say, "I am not holding them responsible. I want them to be forgiven"? Friends, that's the attitude that is being spiritually minded. If we're as we ought to be, we're able to forgive other people. I know how hard that is. When somebody does something wrong to you, your first reaction is, "I'm going to get even with them." And yet Bible teaching is that you don't get even. You do good for evil. Do you remember in the Roman letter chapter 12 when he indicates you've returned good for evil? He said, "In so doing, you heap coals of fire on his head." That is, you cause a person to think about what they have done and to reconsider their actions. A person who's been evil to you, when you do something good to them, they may have difficulty understanding that. But it's quite clear that that's the way that it ought to be, and perhaps they also will be moved with compassion toward others. If I'm not willing to forgive another person, how could I expect God to be willing to forgive me? The illustration in Matthew 18 was this. There was a man who owed a great debt. He went to the man who he owed the debt to and said, "Forgive me. Have mercy on me, and I'll pay you all." Well, of course, the man thought about it and then said to him that he was forgiven. But this man who had been forgiven of a great debt then turns to another who owes him a debt and says he wants his money. Well, the answer and the request of the man was exactly the same as the request of the first man. He had said, "Forgive me and I'll pay it all." Now this man with a lesser debt says, "Forgive me and I'll pay it all." And the man who'd been forgiven didn't want to do it. He refused to forgive him. Now, spirituality is seen in forgiveness. What about this man who required of another to do something that he was not willing to do himself, and forgiveness was not available? Friends, God will not forgive us if we do not forgive our brother. Look about you and look at the times that people do things that you may not like. But be aware of the fact that there's not even a little bit of room in the heart of a Christian for that lack of forgiveness. Bearing a grudge in your life is only going to bring you difficulty. Have you ever noticed that when people set out to hurt somebody else, they end up hurting themselves? And that would be the situation here, wouldn't it? The people who stoned Stephen to death, do you suppose that they were all the better for it? Or did they have something more to answer for that they had not taken care of? Well, the answer is very clear. Forgiveness is required of us. God will forgive us, but He'll only forgive us if we're willing to repent. Another example of spirituality is the life of the Apostle Paul. How often have you looked at Paul's life and admired the great way that he lived before God and man? He was doing the wrong thing. He was persecuting the church and working against those who called themselves Christians. But he learned the truth. You remember on the Damascus Road, he was told to go into the city, and there it would be told him what he must do. Now, I know some preachers tell you he was saved on the road. No, he was told to go into the city, and there it would be told him what he had to do. His salvation did not come until he was obedient. But Paul went into the city. He was told to arise and be baptized, and then he immediately did what he was told to do. Do you see a sign of spirituality in the life of this man? Friends, I believe it does us good to look into the Bible and note the examples that are there and profit by following those examples. We appreciate being with you. Remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.